Anderson with your whole family.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Just click on the Big Deals link at the top of ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for all the big deals from WILO.
When you need to know.
Retired teachers, one of our main points is that we do a lot of service for the community. And I consider this part of my service to my community.
On the air first when seconds count.
A replacement out there, you know, and you want to be careful what you do. That's a very interesting department out there. There's a lot of different mechanisms that go into that department, and you want to make sure you get the right person.
The news team you've come to depend on.
That's not a rule right now. There's no ordinance to enforce that. Speeding, fishing, harassing the petting zoo animals, those types of things. Camping in the park. You can't camp in the park. It will be against city orders to sleep in a park after a certain hour.
Your official weather station.
Or as a classroom, has lots of different, about 35 actually, different ways and objects that help students or teens hide things from their parents or their teachers. Has a concentration on vaping, but it also covers other substances.
When you need to know, WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
When you need to know, you use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded just like you.
There is a difference. Ow!
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this Friday morning, TGIF. Wealthy Custom Exteriors, one of our fine sponsors, along with Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, too, plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Welcome back to Party Line. A lot of information to pass along your way. Let's see, I just got some information that starting today, Goodwill of Central and Southern Indiana, all their retail stores will be closed to shoppers. effective today until further notice. They will still take some donations with limited hours. You can Google that if you want. Not sure if that includes Frankfort, because they were talking about central and southern Indiana, but we'll certainly be able to bring some more information to you as we get it. 659-3338 is the phone number to call. If there's something on your mind, we encourage you to do that. You could also get a hold of us at 1-800-447-4463. And I got a couple things to pass along your way. We'll talk to Russ Casper again first. Good morning again, Russ.
Yes, just wanted to make the announcement that the radio station will be closed to the public. You'll be able to transact business, of course, on the phone, but we'll have our sign on the door. I know my wife, Susan Casper, has done the same thing. So at this point, zero public traffic inside the station, so that will go into effect.
Okay, very good.
Right.
We're going to do that right now then, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay,
as soon as, you know, as soon as Tony leaves.
he's gone.
Tony's been gone for a while.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, effective immediately, so we'll do that.
All right.
All right, till further notice.
Okay, thank you, Russ.
All right, bye.
So do not come down and see us, Ken, right?
Okay, I can do that.
No, I mean, it's basically me and you and Melissa.
So then what we should do is tell all of our Party Line guests to call in.
You know, we should have asked Russ while we had him on the line.
Yeah,
but I think the you had brought it up yesterday. I'd been thinking about it for a couple days. And so we need to extend that invitation to them.
Yes, we should.
So get right on that, Ken. Well, yeah, I know you don't have anything else to do.
Right now. Yes, Sergeant.
Okay.
For what?
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we only have one person in here. That's not an issue. When we have more than one person come in, which we do have now and then, that becomes an issue.
Right.
Because try to organize this. Yeah, you know, this phone is.
It's been pretty good.
I mean, we have more than one.
Yeah, we had two on the other day for AgriTalk,
okay.
Ag Day,
yeah.
And that was it. Worked well.
Okay, good. Because I know in the past it's been an issue. That's why I brought that up.
So you know, a lot of us are kind of moving into homeschool mode, right? As if that was, I mean, if we wanted to homeschool, we would have done that. We understand the quarantine at the schools, of course.
Yeah.
So kids are going to be out through May 1st. Unless this thing turns around real quick, you could just about count on not finishing the school year.
You know, but this now brings up a couple things. Number one, does this bring up a situation to where the schools now want to consider year-round school like the Crossing does?
Yeah.
Because that...
Because
they go 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off, 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off. I don't think that's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you have to learn at home, so be it. Maybe the parents will start maybe taking better care of their kids and vice versa.
Well, you know, it's not always easy when
I know.
Two people are working, or if you're a single parent, holy cow, look out.
I understand completely.
I'm happy to announce in the Keith household, though, we have brought back spankings and prayer in school now that we're homeschooling, so we're actually getting somewhere.
I like the first one.
Yeah. So in the Keith household, we brought back prayer in our homeschooling and our and spanking if you need it.
Yeah.
We're putting the lockdown, not the smack down, so I don't want no CPS being called or anything. Also, Ken, I'm having a quarantine party this weekend, and you're not invited, okay?
Okay.
So.
You know what? I'm like Donald Duck. I don't give a quack.
Okay. We are welcoming your phone calls. We've got about 20 minutes with each other before we wrap it up for the weekend.
We're going to our own private quarantine.
That's right. What's on your agenda for today, Ken? I think you've worked really hard this week. You're going to try to take a few hours off, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I've got a meeting with Don DeWeese here right after the show's over, because we're going to discuss this since the governor announced this yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
What effect this could or may have on schools, you know, at least around here.
Right.
And then I'm going to try and slip out and get some, you know,
get a few things done.
Get a few things that I got to get and try to get, you know.
I know you're on a couple medications. Have you been able to get what you need so far?
So far.
Okay.
I got two more I got to get.
Okay. Well, I read an article last week talking about how a lot of the, you know, there's a lot goes into like a pill. Mm-hmm. You know, there's several different things.
Yeah.
And a lot of these little parts and things that go into pills and drugs and medicine come from China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they were talking about how there could be a shortage, not that there is yet. So
yeah, we'll see.
I thought that was interesting. Yeah, we're not out of the woods yet.
No, not even close.
Fiat Chrysler in Kokomo closed now through Monday, March 30th. So if you work there, you've got 10 days off with pay. They're going to keep paying everybody.
I think you'll see those people, you know, probably a bit of a, I like school. I like school.
Yeah.
May 1st date is looking better and better. I hate to say that, but mm-hmm. I think that's what a lot of people's dates are going to become.
And it's just evaluating things as it comes up. I mean, you got to give it another week or two, you know?
Well, as we've said, it's uncharted territory for everybody.
Yep.
And, you know, like it or not, you know, I sometimes I get a little upset, you know, at, back at the apartment because we still have some gatherings.
Right.
That should probably not be done, but, you know,
right.
It's being allowed, so.
Well, not much you can do to, I mean, you can tell people, right?
I know.
I mean, that's, you know.
Especially when the signs are right above the head.
Yeah. Well, Howard County's on an orange travel alert, which means only essential travel, such as to and from work, mm-hmm. travel related to medical care, travel for food, groceries, medication, and stuff. Also, the Boone County Commissioners have declared a state of emergency for Boone County, as they did yesterday. The emergency will restrict public gatherings in conforming with set law and taking other actions to prevent the spread of the disease and protect public health. We've got a whole list of 2.5-3 pages
oh,
here.
Oh, gosh, do we ever.
And we just encourage everybody to continue looking at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for the latest.
So at least I lost part of it yesterday when the schools announced, and you know, when Holcomb announced that schools are going to be closed.
Yeah, makes it easy.
I lost a part of that yesterday.
So, yeah, it makes it easy on us sometimes, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, the governor of California is calling on everyone in the state to stay home during the pandemic. Governor Gavin Newsom issued a statewide stay-at-home order Thursday and claimed over half of the people in California could be infected with the virus, which could result in thousands of hospitalizations. The statewide order follows similar orders in major California cities like L.A. and San Francisco. Again, it goes back to common sense, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They also made one comment that, did you realize California is the world's fifth largest economy?
Yeah,
right. I did. I mean, I knew they were a major player, but wow, man, that kind of puts it in perspective.
Well, I would question also, but is where's New York rank with that?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know,
but I knew California was one of the bigger ones. I knew that. I got a question though.
Mm-hmm.
I want to. This is something I'm going to put out for anybody that wants to comment or any physician, doctor wants to comment about mm-hmm. this. Social distancing,
mm-hmm.
6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My question has always been, how can you determine from 6 feet if somebody is really sick?
Well, I think they're saying just assume that everybody is sick.
Okay,
you know,
well,
do it that way.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, there's never been a statement saying, you know, if they're exhibiting symptoms, you can't tell from 6 feet away.
No, no. But that's what they're saying is assume they have them
and
stay 6 feet away from people.
Well, then I'm going to ask this question. What's going to happen to all these kids who are on spring break currently in Florida and mm-hmm. Texas and all that? You know, they're not staying 6 feet away.
No, they're on top of each other, literally.
Yeah,
but,
that's...
But
I'm saying...
Well,
yeah.
They closed a lot of the beaches, and they're closing more today.
That's not stopping it, though.
Well, they're not on the beaches. They're partying somewhere else, right?
Right,
they're partying somewhere else.
But what I'm still saying, they're still not exhibiting social distance.
No, I guarantee you, you close the beaches, you got 50 of them in one hotel room. They're
yeah.
just partying there.
Right.
They mm-hmm. don't care. I mean, it's a little better to have sunshine, but
yeah.
if you're drinking...
I'm just wondering, you know, how are they going to determine, you know, how to test, how to do everything it needs to be that they're telling us currently that we should be doing?
Well, that's a great question. We'll continue to follow that. The coronavirus is not slowing down the pizza business. Domino's says it needs 10,000 extra hands to supply pizzas during the outbreak.
I believe it.
Company says part-time and full-time delivery drivers are needed along with pizza makers, customer service reps, and managers. Domino's has over 17,000 locations worldwide, including one in Frankfurt, which does a pretty good business down there.
Yeah, it is. And I will tell you this, and I'm not, this may be a cheap plug, but if you don't want pizza, try their sandwiches. Their sandwiches.
Yeah, their sandwiches are good,
yeah,
too.
Just like Greeks.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
So. Again, we're trying to work on something with the Chamber of Commerce here locally with Shan Sheridan and some businesses to start announcing hopefully next week.
Right.
And having a little 5-minute piece inside the first portion of Party Line. So we'll bring that to you as soon as we can get that lined up. We was talking to Tony about this. Indiana Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Box yesterday said the state is restricting the tests that it has for the most at-risk patients. Box said people with mild virus symptoms should not ask for a test or show up and try to get one. Box yesterday also confirmed 17 new cases of the virus. To date, 56 people in Indiana have gotten sick from the coronavirus. 2 have died.
And knock on wood, we don't have any here as of yet.
Right, right. Let's see. Little lighter note. Tomorrow is National Common Courtesy Day. Ken, we could sure use more of that, couldn't we?
Probably.
Today, tomorrow we recognize and offer common courtesy from a simple smile to a please and thank you when asking for or receiving something, and celebrate the door by holding the door open for someone or letting someone pass you in traffic. Common courtesy can go a long way. Now, wipe down the door handle after you hold it for someone.
Yeah.
And I had my driver's ed teacher told me something that has stuck with me for 30 years now. He said, on the road, courtesy is contagious. And he is so right. Every time I let someone go first or go in front of me or stop so they can pull out, somebody will return that favor down the road less than 5 minutes later.
Oh, what I do is when I come up to a stop anymore, that's right about the same time somebody else, I just motion them on through.
Yeah, there. Yeah, I usually motion, and then they're motioning too to you.
Yeah,
and then I'll flash my lights, and we'll one of us will go.
Yeah,
hopefully not hit each other in the intersection
after 15 minutes of flashing each other.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. One of you go. Got a traffic backup. Sunday's National Goof Off Day. I kind of like this. Today, Sunday.
As if we're not now.
I know. Sunday's the day we take a break from our routine and do something fun with no pressure. Any goofy idea will do, or you could just stay in your PJs and do nothing. That totally works too. I tell you what, Sunday's my take it easy day, man. I do change out of my PJs, but I don't do much on Sunday.
I know.
Least over the winter.
I
sit around and watch TV. That's my thing. I like watching my TV.
What do you watch on TV these days? There ain't much on.
Well, of course, we only get 6 real channels.
I know, but I'm just...
One thing I love, Shell and I have really got into this together over the last 6 months, is, they've got all the CSIs, the crime shows, the New York Blue Bloods, whatever,
yeah,
you know,
Blue Bloods.
Hospital, Chicago Hospital General or whatever. But a good one that's better than all the others, I think, is Chicago PD.
I've not seen Chicago PD.
Chicago PD is very well done. They've got good actors, good, compelling stories. It kind of reminds me of a good version of the original Law and Order. We got these HD channels. You got 18 and 18.2 and 18.3. On 18.3, which is a WLFI-owned thing, it's the, can't think of the name of the network right now, but they show Chicago PD all day and all night on Thursdays.
Okay.
So that's really cool for us. So we laid around and watched that last night after we had supper. And then I like, Shell hates it, but I love the Mystery Channel, the Court TV.
Yeah, sometimes I do too.
I like the First 48 and Forensic Files and things like that.
I really wish they'd bring back the original CSI.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody's got it anywhere or not.
Yeah. I don't know. I know some of them they're not even running reruns. They're still making some of them, but I'm kind of like you. Yes, Robbie Lou, thank you so much. It's ION Television is the name of the network.
Right.
Thank you, Robbie Lou.
Yeah.
I know you can see some of them, but it's kind of like the Law and Orders. I like the original ones.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of the SVU SUV.
CSI Miami I kind of like too, but I'm not real fans of the ones in New York and New Orleans and all those.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm just not that big a fan of it.
Okay, so we're going to take or play a quick interview that Ken Hartman had a chance to recently sit down with Mayor Judy Sheets and talk about all things coronavirus and what they're doing, and just a little information piece that we'll take a break right after that. So here's Ken's interview yesterday with Mayor Judy Sheets for the city of Frankfort.
Well, Judy, how's this thing been going with you? I know this, as we said, is a minute-to-minute situation, but how things been going with the city as far as everything that's going on?
I think everything's going pretty well. It's been very, very busy. First of all, though, I want to thank my department heads, the employees, and the citizens of Frankfort for all that they're doing as far as on their part, making sure that we're all following the guidelines that have been put before us. Because our highest priority and concern at this time is the health and the well-being of our employees and our community.
You decided yesterday to cancel all the meetings, the public meetings, that is, for the rest of the month. What went into that decision?
We just decided for the safety and the well-being of our community members that this is what we should do. We're asking other people to take precautions, so we felt that this is what we should do as well. I thank those who are doing what we've asked them to do. And if we have a public meeting open, then I feel like we're going against what we've asked.
Is there any earth-shattering stuff that you were going to try and get done in those public meetings that are going to get pushed back or maybe put on the back burner for the time being?
We did have a couple of public hearings, and those are going to be pushed back. But it's something that I feel like we can catch up with when this is in a better situation. We also had the pool bids, but we're still within our time frame on that so that we could still get the bonding put in place. So at this time, I just felt it was the best decision, and we'll just readdress that at a later date.
Have you guys gotten any comments, questions, or things kind of out of the ordinary from people that you really maybe were expecting, but you just did, kind of surprised they still did it?
I can't think of anything right off where we've had any questions or comments from others. I think... the community realizes the seriousness of this, and I think that they're kind of like the rest of us. We're just wondering, you know, hour by hour, what's the newest development and what do we need to do?
I know you put the decision about the meetings off till April the 1st. What happens if it's still basically the same as is? How much longer do you think you'd maybe push that back further?
I could see that maybe for even another 30 days. At this time, we're looking at other options that we might have. As far as video and audio type recordings, it depends on the restrictions that they put out as time goes on, but I feel like we're going to be able to come up with solutions so that the public can stay involved.
Is there been any consideration for maybe closing the main buildings like this one or any other buildings here downtown?
Right now, Old Stoney is going to remain open. At this time, I don't see that we're going to close it anytime in the near future. Our other departments have closed their lobby areas to walk-in traffic, and we're asking that people please call the department with situations or questions that they might have.
So in other words, if anybody's got questions to see if somebody might be open, for instance, at least call ahead to see that they're going to be open and it's okay to come in.
Right, exactly. We ask that they call each department and see if they're open or what they can do to make arrangements or whatever questions they might have.
Did you ever in your wildest dreams think in your first month as mayor you'd have to deal with something like this?
Absolutely not. Never. I thought I had big plans for my first few weeks in, and this has really changed a lot of things. But I'm enjoying my time as mayor. It's been very busy. But I love the city of Frankfort. I love serving the people, and I want them to rest assured that I am here for them. We're taking precautions. And we're doing all that we can.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Just click on the Big Deals link at the top of ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for all the big
big deals from WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. I want to thank our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus, our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Gems Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Just a couple minutes left in the program. A reminder, we do have a new e-factor coming up with Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development President. What's his title, Ken? I don't even know. I mean, he's the Chamber of Commerce.
Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Shan Sheridan.
There you go. And so we'll have a new e-factor with him coming up. I believe he's talking with Dr. Tharp and one other representative in Clinton County.
Good.
So Ken and I were talking off the air. It's a sad day for us because Ken reminded me that today would be the beginning of the NCAA playoffs.
Round two today.
Round two already. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yesterday, right?
Would have started it. Yeah.
Man, I already miss it. I mean, it's
we were down to 48, going to 32 today.
Man, it just doesn't seem right not having March Madness.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little sad. Okay, so we also saw where the NBA might be changing its schedule. Did you see that?
They need to.
Yeah. Well, they need to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Commissioner said they're thinking about starting the season around Christmas time and running through the summer. Now, these players, man, they don't want to give up their summers.
Well, but the thing of it is, if you want to make money and you want to,
You better, right?
You know, get all that money from that contract that you signed. Yeah, it may not be that bad.
Yeah. So as a result, sports are kind of on a screeching halt right now.
But we will have Inside the Huddle tomorrow.
And that's what I was going to ask you about. What are you going to talk about, Ken?
Oh, I've got lots of things.
I know you're always good at finding things, but.
Yeah. We're gonna discuss where things are, what things might be, and just kind of go with things, and we're uncharted territories like everybody else, but I think I found a lot of interesting little things, and the reason I asked Tony when he was here about should people be publicly identified if they have the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And they're starting to basically identify all those people, and I'm a little bit concerned about that.
Yeah, I think when you're a celebrity or something, or a sports figure, that comes with the territory.
It does.
Same way with politicians. We've been hearing about politicians.
Right.
But as far as like publicly shaming someone who is like works out at Frito-Lay or something, not cool. Not
right.
cool.
You know, and the thing is, I just really wonder, since we really don't know how bad this is yet to this point, what I don't know if we really know what may happen to some of these people who have tested positive for this.
Yeah.
You know, and also here again, with organizations like the Lakers who have had two people test positive, like the Nets have had, I think, three members of the 76ers front office tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really wonder what's going to be the effect for the overall franchises themselves.
Right.
Will people say, you guys aren't exactly being real careful. Maybe we shouldn't come to your games and support your team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just a thought.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out together as it develops. Ken, thanks as always. Have a great weekend, friend.
Okay, take care.
All right. And thank you for joining us on Party Line, and thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exterior, Sue's and Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com. Made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. We'll be back with you Monday morning at 8:30. Have a great weekend from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.